CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel, so we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hi. it's Melanie Cutting again. As has been my habit a few weeks, I will speak about the local English language movies, which are few and far between, but there are a couple that you can find online, especially Netflix and another, you know, several other streaming services. Netflix is the one that most people know of and probably has to. Disney Plus is excellent, but not everybody has that. So, locally, at the Maison du Cinéma, we have in English, actually I think one of them is currently in French, but on Friday it will be in English, and that one is called News of the World. And it looks like a good movie for grown-ups. Although it's a Western, and often people think of Westerns as movies for kids, but this seems to be an adult Western. And I looked it up to see what it's about. The cast is very, very good, although who is a name performer, and that's Tom Hanks. And he plays, a guy in the West, who comes across, I'll read this to you, 5 years after the end of the Civil War, Captain Jefferson Kyle Kidd crosses paths with a 10-year-old girl taken by the Kiowa people, forced to return to her aunt and uncle. Kidd agrees to escort the child to an unforgiving plains of Texas. However, the long journey soon turns into a fight for survival, as the traveling companions encounter danger at every turn. And it's considered both human and natural danger. So the movie's reviews have been good, really good, actually. According to my favorite site here, the Rotten Tomatoes, the News of the World has been given 88% basically approval from reviewers, and they did poll 250 reviewers, and 89% audience score. So it seems like a pretty low-key movie, but one that is good quality. So again, it might be one that you don't necessarily want to take your children to, but for adults, it looks like a really solid bet. The other movie, which is playing downtown at the Maison du Cinéma in English, not quite as well reviewed, but still pretty good. And this one is called My Salinger Year, and the critics have given it 76%, although there's a lot fewer reviewers. For some reason, there's only 50 reviewers who were polled, and 71% from audiences. And again, very small numbers have been polled, so it's a little scores with this one, just because they're far from being questioned and asked their opinion. But this again sounds like an adult movie. People, especially those who have literature, and in particular J.D. Salinger from the years ago, the 90s and before. Again, I'll give you a little taste of what it's about. It says, after leaving graduate school to pursue her dream of becoming a writer, Joanna, played by an actress I've never heard of called Margaret Qualley, gets hired as an assistant to Margaret Sigourney Weaver. No, and I certainly think she's one of the best actresses in TV. The stoic and old-fashioned literary agent of J.D. Salinger is played by Sigourney Weaver. And the story follows the tale of this young woman who goes to work for the literary agent, on her way to becoming a writer, and she doesn't meet J.D. Salinger, but she gets to speak with him on the phone a great deal. There's certainly a lot more interest in this if you have an idea who J.D. Salinger is and kind of admire his work and him. But I have a feeling it looks like the kind of quality movie that even if you are not a big fan of J.D. Salinger, you would get something out of it. So again, a well-reviewed English language movie playing locally. So and I can always recommend anything with Sigourney Weaver. She is the best. And an important part of this is that the movie was written by Philippe Falardeau, who is a Quebec, directed and written by Philippe Falardeau, who is a Quebec auteur, writer, director, all around the movie guru. So I think this will be one that if you are a moviegoer and you don't mind going to the movies in these days when COVID is still very much on our minds, this is one that would be good to see. And then starting, well, shortly, the other one that I can recommend is, and of course it's there in English, is the News of the World. So I think that's all I really have to say about the movies, simply because there aren't very many of them. And I've discovered that, unfortunately, the site, the Maison de Cinema site, is not as user-friendly as it has been, where you could, at a glance, see if a movie was in English or not. And for some reason, maybe they just haven't gotten this up to speed yet, but you can't tell that. You have to go a little, further into the site to find out what language the movie is in. So that's unfortunate. Meanwhile, on television, there is, and again, this is information that I've gotten from the Rotten Tomatoes. This is what they call award season, and there have already been, I think there was the Golden Globes recently, and very soon the nominees for the Academy Awards will be announced. And because of the strange times we live in, there are a number of movies that are up for awards which never made it into the movie theaters, but they've been doing quite well on video. So one of them, well, I'll give you a couple. The Judas and the Black Messiah is apparently an excellent movie, super duper reviews, 96% approval rating, about the Black Panthers. Another one, again, 90%. The Trial of the Chicago 7, which I did see on Netflix, and it's very, very much worth seeing. It's an Aaron Sorkin movie, which means it's a little bit complex, but definitely worth seeing. Another one that's been nominated is called Mank, about Joe Mankiewicz, who is a Hollywood writer, mostly writer, back in the day, and that one is also very interesting. And another one which is just new is called Nomadland, and that's one that will be kind of a favorite of people who really enjoy films that are made well and feature fine performances. So there's a few of those, and we're not entirely sure which ones will be nominated, but we do think that probably the ones that I've mentioned are, well, they're certainly up there. Another category, I don't want to spend a huge amount of time on this, but another category is best, what is known as, best actor in a leading role. And here we have, again, really famous names. Anthony Hopkins apparently has been nominated for a movie called The Father. Gary Oldman is nominated for playing the title role in Mank. And the late, great Chadwick Boseman, who was the Black Panther, among other roles, but especially known for the Black Panther, he is nominated for his role in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, which, frankly, I haven't seen, but I'm sure it's excellent. Just quickly, we'll look at Best Actress. And Carey Mulligan has been nominated, or will likely be nominated, for a movie called Promising Young Woman, which I haven't read much about, but what I have read has been very positive. Frances McDormand, who has the lead role in Nomadland, she too is very likely to be nominated. Viola Davis, amazing black actress who's being nominated for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. So this is something that you would like to keep track of for those of you who are true movie buffs, even though it's been such a strange year. There are lots and lots of movies that are online that you can see without worrying about taking your life in your hands and going to a movie theater, or finding that there's not very many movies playing. There's so many movies that are playing online, in particular on Crave and Netflix. So I can recommend absolutely keep your eyes open for the kinds of quality movies that are coming to TV prior to being nominated for awards. And something for people who quite like streaming services is what they call a docu-series. And there are many docu-series out there, and they can be very addictive. They're always more than an episode or two. They're typically 8 to 10 episodes, and they follow a story more or less from beginning to end. There's a couple out there that I can speak a little bit about. One is called Alan versus Pharaoh, into its I think third episode, and this concerns the story of Woody Allen and his ex-wife Mia Farrow. There's a long history there of Woody Allen and Mia Farrow adopting several children, and one of the children that he adopted he ended up marrying. And anyway, there's as I say, it's a little bit sordid and kind of a well-known story, but apparently this documentary is it's the last word on this incident. So Woody Allen fans, or people who hate Woody Allen, and the other one that is big time famous, Framing Britney Spears. And I am not a Britney Spears fan, and apparently this movie, which looks at her situation, and she has quite a dynamic family situation, and has been the subject of much negative publicity and so on. I'm hoping that some of you are Britney Spears fans and would like to this particular docuseries. I haven't seen it, but I think I can suggest that it's one that people would like to watch if they're Britney Spears fans. So that could be it for today. There's a couple movies playing in English, and there's a lot playing online in English, and it's recent things. So there's certainly no shortage of entertainment on screens here, there, and everywhere. I would like to talk a little bit about something quite different that honestly has nothing to do with movies, but it does have to do with a publication that I'm going to be involved with, and it's called Hope and Resilience Under COVID-19. And we're looking for any writers and artists who would like to contribute a work or up to 3 works. Publication that will be coming out in the summer, having to do with life under COVID. So what it says here is we're inviting aspiring and established authors and artists to submit written or visual works to be included in the book, which will start as an e-book and then become a paperback. So you can kind of do what you want here. You can put daily life under quarantine, examples of human resilience in these extraordinary circumstances, what got you and your family through dark days, or maybe a piece saying to an alien why they can't invade our planet without wearing masks. So there's obviously, you can do something very humorous, you can do something terribly, you can do something which is not writing, artwork, photos, drawings, paintings, and you can submit up to 3 things. So if you wanted to, you could put in a photo and 2 stories, or any combination thereof. You can submit up to 3 things. So what I would end, sorry, we just today changed the deadline from March 20th, which is very soon, to April 10th, which is something you might like to participate in. There's still time. highly recommend that you do so. We've already got quite a few submissions, but we are looking for more. So feel free to send along your submission. And I hate to do this, you probably won't remember this, but I can give you the email on your submission to. And it's rebecca@weltonfamily.ca. This is and we've had a few ads here and there, so you may already know this. But maybe if you are interested and you want to write this down, Rebecca, Rebecca, at Weltonfamily, WeltonFamily.ca. Rebecca is the prime mover in this project and missions. And again, you have until April 10th, whatever you like. In terms of the only stipulation is that it does have to be somehow related to hope and resilience under COVID-19. I'm not sure if I can be any simpler about that, but if you say, oh yeah, I would like to do the forgotten, how I'm supposed to get in touch with you, can I suppose in a pinch use my name and send something to me in Sherbrooke. I'll have more details about that, but I'm not going to go into them right. Please do contact Rebecca, or as I say, you can contact me, Melanie Cutting. Okay, I think I've nattered on long enough for this week, and gotten in my plug for the project as well as information about movies and TV series.
Okay, that's great. That's great, Melanie. Thanks very much for enlightening us too about the book.
Care.
Okay, bye.
Bye now.